Welcome, my friends, to another recording session of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. And afterwards, I'll be answering your questions about this and any other freedom topic that you'd like to hear more about or get your questions answered. So without further ado, folks, we're going to go get started with the recording. Let's do it.
Let them know about not being on YouTube.
Oh, by the way, we're not going to be on YouTube tonight because YouTube gave us a phony, completely baseless strike for a video that was already deleted. You know, so we have no broadcast for a few more days. So it's only on Facebook you'll be seeing this live broadcast. Okay?
All right. I will give you a countdown. Begin the recording in 3, 2, 1.
How do you put the burden of proof on yourself when you file a 1040 income tax confession form? And how do you stop that and put the burden of proof back on the IRS where it belongs? That is a topic they will answer for you tonight. I am Payman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. To answer your question, which is so simple, folks, you'd be amazed how easy it is to do this. Okay, hang in there. Let's go to our website, livefreenow.org. This is your source of freedom answers. Of course, you see on there, Freedom Law School said for a long time that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax, and you should watch this 9-minute video on this topic that gets you where you want to be. But let's go to the topic by going on this page. I got a thing called a notice deficiency like that on your screen, okay? Folks, here what's going on here. When you fill out a 1040 income tax confession form, what you're doing is you're confessing that you owe the IRS money. Yes, you are basically, it's like you writing a letter to your neighbor saying, I owe you $100,000 and I swear to it, I under oath, take it to the bank, I owe you $100,000. That is what you do when you fill out a 1040 income tax confession form. And how you know that, folks, I'll show you. If you look at go under our education materials tab, okay, right here, under eye-opening education, you see this page, which I show you, that 1040 form, okay? If you go down, you'll see here's a 1040 form, folks. Under signature page, where it says sign here, you see that on the top center of the page? That tiny little writing next to it, I've enlarged it on the right side under penalties of perjury. You declare everything. Yes, under oath, you declare everything on this form as true, correct, and complete. What are you saying is true, correct, and complete under oath under penalties of perjury, which means throw you in prison if you lie? You are saying under oath that you owe the IRS $10,000 or $100,000 or whatever amount that you confess that you owe. So not only you confess rat on yourself, expose yourself to the IRS coming after you for more money. And here is, I'm going to show you the notice of deficiency. Okay, this document IRS required to send you, not the audits, they're worthless. Audits mean nothing. This is what the IRS legally must send you for them to come after you. So look at this. Let's look at this notice deficiency we have here. Here's an example of one, okay? Now, in the notice deficiency, I'm going to read to you folks the relevant language of this thing, okay? All right. Yeah, let's get a little, I think I can maybe zoom on this a little bit more, can I? Yeah, there we go. That's even better. You notice on the top left of the page is from the IRS, Internal Revenue Service. It's really Satan, I think is his real name, but anyways. On the top right in this example, it was issued June 2021. This is a very recent notice of deficiency, which I consulted with somebody about. Real example, folks, okay? Look, and it says right there, notice of deficiency. On the look at the highlighted areas only, okay? The yellowed areas is what you need to know. On the left side is tax year. You see for on right of that, 2017 year, and the right of that, 2018 year. Then below that, you see increase in tax. Whoa, $35,000 and change for 2017 and for 2018, over $24,000. Plus, you see those numbers are not below them. Those are penalties they're adding on top of that, okay? And if you go down, it tells you in this example, dear Bobby and whatever, for privacy reasons, I blacked out, of course, their information. But this is a real example, folks. That's how they do it to you. You let them do it to you. IRS says in this letter why we are sending you this letter. We determined that you owe additional tax for the years above, right? Like I showed you for your 2017 and 2018, and the amounts are listed there. This letter is your notice of deficiency as we are required by law to send you. That's right. The law requires them to send this formal letter to you, okay? And if you disagree, on the bottom of the page says, if you disagree with the deficiency, if you want to contest our final determination, you have 90 days from the date of this letter to file a petition with the United States Tax Court. And on top of this page, folks, they show 3 months after this June 2021 date, sometime in August 2021. They put 2019 by mistake to go to tax court. So by the way, you see how IRS put 2019 on there, not 2021? That shows you how incompetent these IRS employees are. They can't even get a simple date right. Right? You don't need to be afraid of these guys, folks. Okay? So what are they doing, though? What are they proposing? Well, let's go down and see in the following pages of this thing. How do I get the next page of this, by the way, Steve? Because I can't get the next pages right now. Let me see the first page. We're going to go down the next page, folks, of this document. Okay, and let's see. Notice deficiency. And okay. Okay, here we go. I got it. So page 2 of it doesn't matter. Notice of deficiency waiver. That doesn't matter. This is if you want the IRS to beat you over the head and agree all of the money, you would waive your right to challenge the IRS. So you're not going to do that. So don't worry about this second page. Let's go to page 3. Aha. Report of income tax examination changes for Bobby and his wife. Look at this, folks. On the top center column, period ended 2017. That is for tax year 2017. And on the right of that is period ended 2018 for tax year 2018. Now on the left, the very first column is adjustments to income. Here's what they do, folks. Look at that. Look down to 1C, that highlighted area on the left. That's SCHC1, that's Schedule 1. Total expenses. Look at on the right of that, $79,000. You know what that means? This couple claims $79,000 expenses for 2017. IRS saying none of that expenses are real. They're all phony. They're challenging it. And for your 2018, look at that, $83,000 plus of expenses. IRS is challenging. We're proposing you didn't have these expenses at all. It's all a lie. It's all a fraud. That is how you put the burden of proof on yourself. You claim you have all these gross receipts, and of all the gross receipts you have, let's see, this much expenses, and this is your net. Oh, I should pay tax on this. But no, the IRS has all these expenses from here. Mm-mm. You made it up. So now your taxes upon this whole thing. And you have to prove your expenses, your deductions, your credits, your schedules, your amortization table, whatever you did, it's on you to prove it. Because you confess you received all these gross amounts, expenses of this much, and you're going to say, no, prove everything. And you see a few other items below that, which I did not highlight. But if you add it all up, see that here it says on the left side, next highlighted area, total adjustments in bold. And it shows for 2017 is over $110,000. And for 2018 is $96,000 plus. That's right. They claim this couple had $110,000 extra taxable income for 2017 and for 2018, $96,000. And why? Look at the next line. Because number three, line three on the left side, taxable income per return, it shows they had shown on the 1040 confession form only $53,000 of taxable income. Now the IRS says $110,000 of taxable income. Look at that. They just tripled roughly the taxable income of this couple for year 2017. Look at on the right of that for 2018. The taxable income per return is almost $9,000. And above that, total adjustments, IRS claims more taxable income of over $96,000. That's over 10 times more income than the couple claim on their 1040 tax confession form. So you go down, add it all up. I like that, folks, right? You say, oh, I owe this much. And for 2017, and the IRS said, no, it's not. It's triple that. Yep, all this much more. For 2018, oh, I owe only $9,000. IRS says, no, it's over 10 times that. You put the burden of proof on yourself by confessing that everything you received was taxable income. You must prove your expenses, deductions, credits, whatever. And the IRS can say no to all of that. Prove it. And you have to go prove it to the massa. Okay? And if you go down on this page, you'll see at the end the last highlighted area, line 16, balance due. This couple owes $35,000 in the first column for year 2017, and over $24,000, almost $25,000 for year 2018. Combined, about $60,000. But guess what? We are not done. There's more on the next page, okay? Let me get back to the next page, folks, and you'll be surprised how bad this thing gets. Okay, here's the next page. There's penalties, folks. Yes. The next two highlighted areas you see are penalties on those taxes. For year 2017 is $7,800 and $7,000. For year 18 is almost $5,000. Yep. So we add up the penalties also, right? And in this case, by the way, they did not add interest. Wow. They usually do add interest. Look at this. For year 2017, they owe $50,000. The last highlighted area here for 2017. And for year 2018, almost $30,000. Roughly about $80,000 this couple owes the IRS. Almost $80,000. And originally, what did this couple claim? Let's see what originally the couple claimed. We're going to see this, go back to the page again, okay? This couple claimed on their tax return for 2017, they had only about $54,000 of taxable income for 2017 and only $9,000 of taxable income. That's all. They claim they made about $50,000 for 17, and the IRS now claims, no problem, you owe us $50,000. They owe about $3,000 less than all the money they received for 2017. Isn't that crazy or what? Look at that. And the next last column on the right side, they claim that they had taxable income of only $9,000 roughly. And if you see the IRS proposes they owe with penalty and interest, wow, almost $30,000. Triple of what they made. You got it? For 2018, the couple made only about $9,000, they said, but the IRS says, nope, you actually owe us three times what you said you owe under oath. And unless you prove them wrong in tax court, you owe them three times what you made for 2018. And it's baseless stuff. Guess what? Look at it. There's supposed to be at the bottom of these pages, signature lines here on the highlight area, examiner's name and signature and date. They did not even bother have any examiner's name or signature or date. They don't need that. You know, they just throw it out there against you. Everything is completely, you know, done sloppily, wrongly. They don't care because they want to scare you and they want to hurt you. And guess what? You allowed them to hurt you. And how did you do that? By allowing them to have you fill out the 1040 U.S. individual income tax return under oath on the penalty of perjury that you owe them these monies and you put the burden of proof on yourself. So how do you stop this nonsense, folks? You understand there is no law requiring 99% of you watching this to file and pay income tax. Okay? So once you know that, you watched by watching this video on our front page at livefreenow.org. And from this forward, you start going on our page on the educational material and educate yourself more about these important aspects of the IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. And you learn to put the burden of proof on the IRS by not following 1040 income tax confession forms that with it, you put the burden of proof on yourself. So how do you stop the headache? Oh, my head hurts. It's called the IRS. Well, how about if you quit hitting your head against the wall? Oh, quit filling out those 1040 income tax confession forms in which you claim you owe the IRS money. And the IRS says, no, we're going to come after you for a lot more based upon your 1040 income tax confession form. The problem is explained. People filing 1040 income tax confession form because over years we've been programmed to do it because we think it's a safe thing to do. But the fact is that is not true. If you go to our website under Opening Education, folks, we blow away this fraud deception that you're going to go to jail, prison if you don't file, because the fact is you are twice as likely to be struck by lightning, right, yes, than to be sent to prison for not filing 1040 income tax confession forms. Yes. So you don't have to worry about the problems. You're not going to be attacked very likely. And Freedom Law School is there to back you up if you want us to. Okay, we have our Royal Freedom Package to protect you from the attacks of the IRS with $1 million, 7-year guarantee, $70 million guarantee. So you don't have to fall for the deception and put the rope around your neck by filling out a 1040 income tax confession form, putting it on the ledge, and give it opportunity to the IRS. They're going to pull it, hang you, because you put the burden of proof on yourself. It's a simple math, logic, geometry, fundamental. We're taught that in middle school. Remember your geometry class? Who has the burden of proof? You put it on the IRS by saying nothing. So that's what you need to do. Because now this couple, guess what they have to do? This couple would have to go and prove everything, the burden of proof on them, to prove $110,000 of expenses and other things with a 1040 form for 1 year and $97,000 for the other year. You become your slave, enslavement master to prove all this to the IRS. So what you want to do, folks, is free yourself. Free yourself, but not file 1040 confession tax forms and follow Freedom Law School's footsteps. I'll be at the backyard if you want us to. I've beaten them. So can you. Yes. Look at some of our victories, folks. They come after me. If you go under our website at livefreedom.org under victories, go to Freedom Law School victories over the IRS. Look, the first one I did over the IRS was IRS has been looking at me since 1994. That's before there was a Freedom Law School. I was just like you, learning this stuff new. Has been looking at me and cannot stop me from exposing the IRS deception robbery. This is IRS's Criminal Investigation Division who had me under investigation. Look at this. Number two, IRS came after me with $700,000 in taxes for 11 years, it was all zeroed out. Click on the details, folks, and all documentation is further explained and more documentation is attached. You can see the proof, all of these things I'm saying right there. And look at this. From 2003 to 2016, IRS looked at me as an abusive tax shelter promoter, and it was all nonsense, bogus. They backed off all of that. They stopped this useless nonsense investigation. And folks, guess what? I kept the burner proof on them. Yes, in fact, I'll tell you this. This IRS case that came after me for, 11 years of $700,000, that was about burner proof. They came after me in December 2009. And by the time in November 2011, when it was all reversed, all the claims were removed, I stuck to the fact that the burden of proof is on the IRS. I will not blink. They want me to blink and file tax confession forms. I said, You have to prove your case, IRS. And I realized I was right. And with the IRS lawyer's blessing, and the tax court, they backed off. So with that, folks, you hold the keys, my friends, to your freedom. You do. You really do, my friend. Because so many people out there are just with fear and lies and propaganda, controlled satanic deception and fear. Oh, I don't want to die of the corona, folks, So I'm going to wear the mask anyhow, even though there's no law requirement to do it in Florida, right? And this person, you know, just believes whatever the propaganda here on television. Yes, I was distraught with someone like that. I felt very bad for her. But the fact is, she had enslaved herself with her ignorance, unwilling to read, and not willing to educate herself. So you are different. You want to educate yourself. You want to be free. You will have the godly love of truth in you. Continue on your path. Go to our website, livefreenow.org. Watch the videos on the front page, okay? And the link gives you to more videos. And go to under educational materials, read those pages and the videos in them, and you will be free. I promise you, you will breathe free once again. Live free now. Okay. So we're done with that. We're going to do a short version of this, folks, okay? The short version of this, folks, the purpose of it is to have people, because they're so busy, to watch the longer video. Okay? So let's go, and we should do a short version of this momentarily. Okay. Okay, just give me time as I do this, and I'll go through this. Oh, hold on. Yeah, hold on. Let me see. Okay. Oh, let's do that.
All right. Starting the recording in 3, 2, 1.
How do you put the burden of proof on yourself when you file a 1040 tax confession form? And how can you put the burden of proof back on the IRS? I will answer that question for you in this presentation. I am Payman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. Let's go to our website at livefreedom.org. That's where you want to start, where you find your road to freedom is paved here. You go first to eye-opening education, okay, under education materials, and you see that a 1040 income tax return is signed under the penalty of perjury. You swear everything on is true, correct, and complete, and you swear that you owe this money to the IRS. That is the act that puts a burden of proof on you. And look at this couple that got this letter from the IRS in June of 2021 called a notice of deficiency, where they claim they owe them all this money for 2017 and 18. Yes, this is by law how they must and do come after you in letters like this. Look at this. It shows this couple had for 2017 almost $80,000 expenses and more. IRS has proved it. And for 2018, $84,000. This couple claimed that they, on the 1040 form, they owe IRS $53,000 for 2017, and the IRS is coming after them for about double that, $110,000. And for year 2018, IRS claims that they owe $96,000. I'm sorry, they have $96,000 of taxable income, when the couple claimed they only had about $9,000. Bottom line of this is what? The IRS claims this couple owes them $50,000 for 2017 and for 2018, almost $30,000. Almost $80,000. When look at this, the IRS, this couple claimed they had only made about $54,000 for 2017. They made in 2018 only about $9,000. So they made combined about $63,000 And Irish claims they owe more than that combined, $80,000 more than they made. How do you stop this? By not filing 1040 income tax confession forms. You literally put the rope around your neck and you confess, hey, I owe under oath, I owe you, the IRS, for all the expenses and deductions and credits. I have to prove it to you if you ask me to. I will. I'll prove it to you. Well, don't do that. Don't put the burden of proof on yourself by simply not filing the 1040 income tax confession forms. And that will be starting of your road to freedom. To learn more about this topic, watch the video that's in the description below. And the card will come up on the screen to listen to a longer version of this presentation. That will give you more complete, detailed understanding of this topic.
Four minutes.
Okay. Nice and sweet. 4 minutes. Any questions, guys?
Yeah.
You have questions on Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah,
okay.
So 559 and
470. Very good. 559 and 470, correct? Okay. Well, call from area code 559, my friend. Go ahead and give us your first name. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School? And your question, please.
Hi, Hi. Payman?
Yes.
Wayne Cunningham.
Wayne, you don't have to call here. Don't no
yeah.
last name. Okay, call private.
That's
okay.
All right.
Round
it's
call.
Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
you
Wayne.
Know me well.
Yeah, I do know you. Yes, question.
I was just interested. I've never been on the calls, and so I was interested in this subject, and I've been very busy lately. We're purchasing a home with some of your help and stuff. But anyway, that's why happenstance brought me here, and I didn't want to take somebody's honest question maybe from them, because I've had your help in the past a lot, and I want to thank you very much. So I won't take any more time up.
Okay. Thank you for saying hello, Wayne. I appreciate that.
Do I hit,
we
do
have
I hit
another
one again?
Caller. I'm just going to thank you. Yeah, thank you for calling, Wayne. Thank you for saying hello. I appreciate you doing that. Okay. So let's go to the next caller we have from area code 470. What is your first name, my friend? And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
My name is Mystical, and I think it was a YouTube video long ago that I heard
okay.
about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, Mystical. And how can I help you?
My question is I got approved to buy a house, and I was looking at the documents, and they said, you agree that at closing you will sign a 4506C form to confirm your income. And, of course, to submit that form, you have to sign it declaring that you are the taxpayer that they are requesting this information for. And I have not filed or paid the federal income tax for 3 years. So just sticking on topic, if I sign this form for this house purchase, is that opting me into the – am I saying, yes, I am a person who's supposed to be paying taxes and I am a taxpayer even though I haven't paid, but, is filling out that form opting me into their jurisdiction, in other words?
Well, the form itself doesn't necessarily opt you in their jurisdiction. Although you say you are the taxpayer shown above, but the bottom line is that it does not do you any good, because the lender who was going to lend you money to buy the house should have told you that they generally want most lenders out there 2 years of 1040 income tax confession forms based upon which to show your income, and they want to see that you have a job occurrence, you know, at a job. So if you don't have a 1040 form with the IRS filed, it will not do any good to fill out this form because it will show that you haven't filed. So therefore, they don't know how much you made. That's how the system has been corrupted. So that will not work for you at all in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this particular lender, they only wanted 3 months of they wanted just, you know, my bank statements and W-2 forms. So maybe they're a little – it is an FHA loan. And so I don't know. You know, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I will check with them about that. But for me to get qualified to start going out for houses, I did not have to provide any 1040s. And I looked through the documents, and the only thing they said was that I needed to fill out this 4506C, which is a request for a transcript of tax return. And it bothers me because it says name shown on tax return is the first blank, and I haven't done that. So. Yeah.
Well,
and then signatory.
You know,
yeah.
It's not a big deal. It's not the form. I'm kind of curious. They want you to have that form. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious. You said that this guy is going to get you an FHA loan with bank deposit records only. And
mm-hmm.
I know that some of them do know how to do that. But if he's giving bank deposits, why does he need your IRS transcript then?
Yeah, it's kind of like the cross-checking it because people can – they think it maybe I've – you know, because some people can – you can go to, like, websites and say, produce a W-2 for me or, you know, there are websites where you can produce a paycheck stub. You know, you can fake it, but they're saying that, well, since we got this from the IRS, it must be real. You know, I agree with you. I don't think they need to be asking them anything, but, yeah.
I tell you what. Let me know what goes on with this, and I'll give you some free unpaid consultation through this process. I'm kind of curious to learn about it, okay? I'll make an exception.
Okay.
I normally charge $600 an hour for my time, but in this case, I'm going to see what you got going on. Let me check it out. I'm kind of curious to see what you got going on here. What does this guy say? I want to see what this guy says about how he's going to qualify you. In fact, I'm going to talk to this mortgage agent. And I found out about it.
Okay.
Like, give me his phone number, his name, call us, and I'll talk to him about this, find out what's going on.
Okay, and
we'll
I clicked the link in the email saying upload the things for your questions, and so I've already sent the 4506C form, and I've everything I told you, you should have in your database of people that contact you and send you things, you know, it should be in there. But I'll definitely contact you again and give you his name and number.
Give us his name and number, give us your name and number, and I'll be in touch.
Right.
With the city because I know that they're giving loans without tax returns with bank deposits. But I have not.
Right.
I was a mortgage agent when I was 20 years old, mortgage loan agent. But things have changed, developed in many ways, in some ways not. So I need to see what's going on with all this stuff and get more information about this thing to help you and help other people with similar questions and concerns.
Great.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right.
What was your name? Your name is Mystical. You go by. Okay. No problem, my friend. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Have a good night, my friend.
Okay. Okay. The real name's Terrence.
Terrence. Okay. Very good. All right,
yeah.
Terrence.
Okay.
So give us
okay.
a call tomorrow.
All right.
Talk to Benny about
All right.
it. Okay. And ask for Benny. He'll talk to you about this. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right, my friend.
All right.
Okay. Do you have any more calls tonight, guys? This is it. Okay, remember, folks, we had this video that we have removed from our website on YouTube. YouTube, they found the one that's removed. They removed it themselves, and they gave us a strike for that, so we cannot broadcast live on YouTube. So, but we'll have this video uploaded in a few days, the edited version, of course, without the question and answers, as we always do. With that, I want to love you. Thank you. For still checking into Freedom Law School, be sure to tell other people about us. Watch our videos on our website. The information is there. You control. You have the keys to your freedom, folks. Not me. It's you. So do that. And Freedom Law School, remember, is there for you to support you if you wish. And remember, I'm going to pay you up to $5,000 cash tax-free for telling other people about Freedom Law School. Yes, $5,000 cash, I'll pay you. Someone else gets signed up for the Royal Fear Package because you took the time to tell someone about us. And they said, well, this sounds interesting. I'm going to find out more. And they get with us. So tell people about Freedom Law School. You might make some good money on the side as well. Oh, by the way, the price increase is going to go on this Sunday. So if you want to get our Royal Freedom Package under all prices, do it now before the price increase takes effect this Sunday. You have still one day left. Tomorrow you can express mail us to get the all prices before the new price increase takes place. Thank you. I'll give you all my love and wish you all a great evening.
Okay, we are off.
Same.
What is the name of this software? This is called VMAX.